Hello, everyone. This is Julie Golub, and this is my first podcast. I'm kind of excited and kind of nervous about it at the same time, and I'm so looking forward to your feedback. So please, please, if you have any suggestions, or if you like the format, don't like the format, or just say, you know, Julie, stop this, just blog. Please let me know. I just got back from the most incredible week at the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the NSSF's SHOT Show. And SHOT Show is the kickoff for all things in the shooting, hunting, and outdoor industry for the year. And it's a place for manufacturers to promote and show their products. It's a place for dealers to learn about these products and to communicate with the manufacturers. And of course, it's an opportunity for the media to get in on all of this excitement as well. I tell you, I fed off the energy from the show the entire week. And in my opinion, it was the best SHOT Show ever. When I started to jot down all of my favorite moments from the show for a blog post, there were so many. And instead of one really, really long post, I decided to break it down into a bunch of mini posts over the next few days, and then to pick some of my absolute favorite moments to go into my first ever podcast. I'm a little nervous about this, if you can't tell. So if you like podcasts, please give me your feedback and let me know what you think of this whole thing. And suggestions are always, always, always welcome. So of course, one of the biggest moments for me was my first book signing for Shoot, Your Guide to Shooting and Competition. I never really expected to be able to debut the book at SHOT Show. Its original date was released in basically April, and it's been moved up. The publishing date has been moved up, and the shipping date has been moved up from great, great sources like Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, to the extent where it actually started shipping the week of SHOT Show. So I was able to debut the book right there with the help of Skyhorse Publishing and Rumpf Outdoor Titles. Walking down the aisle on my way to Rumpf Outdoor Titles booth for my first ever book signing, I can't tell you how nervous I was. I was so nervous. All of these thoughts were racing through my mind, like, would anyone be there? Will people like the book? Is it going to be well received? I mean, I knew I was excited about it, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, my baby, so of course I'm going to be happy with it. But I was so nervous about what people were going to think. Add to that, I wasn't able to recon and find the booth before the signing, so I was all paranoid and worried about getting lost and being late. Yeah, I was totally stressing about the whole thing. But at the same time, super giddy excited. When I actually saw the booth and there were really people standing there waiting for me to arrive, I was just overwhelmed inside. In fact, seeing everyone, having my dear friend Jamil Sawed there, who provided so many photos to use for the book, along with so many other friends and supporters, it was all I could do not to get all girly and weepy. And inside, I was scolding myself, you better not start tearing up in front of all these people. So it was a real surreal moment for me. It was so great to be able to connect with people about the book, talk with them about their shooting goals, and answer their questions. People introduced themselves from their Twitter and Facebook profiles. We chatted about different matches, getting new shooters involved, and I couldn't believe it. Before I knew it, the entire hour had just flown by. I had three sessions scheduled over the first 3 days of the show and a big old pile of books to sign thanks to Rumpf Outdoor Titles and Skyhorse. And I can't tell you how incredible it was to find out that we actually ran out of books before the end of the show, even into the last day, and that it was that successful. I mean, of course, I felt bad when people stopped by and there were no books left, but people were so understanding about that too, and I was really glad that I thought to pack some bookmarks in my bag and leave some for those who weren't able to get a copy of the book. So to everyone who stopped by, thank you so much for making it one of the most memorable moments of the show and even my career. Some of the other highlights for me at SHOT Show were being able to see my teammates from the various different teams that I represent. Of course, Jerry Michalik and Doug Koenig are shooting superstars, and to be able to be on the same team with them, to be labeled a Smith & Wesson champion with them is really, truly an honor, and to be able to call them friends is just a great experience all around. And we had just a blast talking to people and spending time in the Smith & Wesson booth and catching up with old friends, meeting new friends, and of course talking to dealers, the members in the media, and of course people at Smith & Wesson throughout the show. So that was really a major highlight. Last year I had the opportunity to sign with Benelli, and what an amazing experience that whole thing has been. I'm not a three gunner by trade, so I've had a lot of learning and growing to do in the sport of three gun. But I'll tell you what, the Benelli team is top notch. It has some of the absolute best three gun shooters in the world. Of course, you combine that kind of talent with an amazing product like the Benelli M2, the brand new Benelli ready to race out of the box three gun that debuted at SHOT Show. And what a winning combination. It was a great time in the booth. And I'm so appreciative to have the opportunity to, one, shoot Benelli's and hang out with really great people. Of course, you know, we have a lot of fun in the Safariland booth. The Safariland team is this amazing cadre of shooters. You've got shooting legends, Rob Latham, the great one. Anybody heard of him? Yeah, probably. And of course, I mentioned earlier, Doug Koenig, and one of the most all-around super talented shooters, Michael Voigt. They're just absolutely incredible. One of the things I really love about Safariland is they recognize the importance of the female market. Being able to customize Safariland holsters with drop offset kits and the ELS system is absolutely phenomenal. But even more than that is the fact that they are so appreciative and supportive of female shooters. Having the opportunity to demo the gear on the Safariland stage with my fellow competitors and good friends, Randy Rogers and Tierney Hendricks, was just super fun and just an all-around great time. We do this little draw and reload contest. It's a lot of fun and it's super exciting for the crowd, but I just want to say, for the record, Rob Latham, despite what you may say, the girls totally won that contest. You know, give it up. We won. So my only regret about SHOT Show is that I was so booked that I never really had a chance to walk the aisles of the show. And I think somebody told me that if you walked up and down every single aisle of the SHOT Show, that it's something like 31 miles of solid walking and nothing but shooting, hunting, and outdoor industry gear. How awesome is that? It's truly the cliche of the kid in a candy store concept. And I would have loved to have been able to see more of the show. But, you know, it just didn't happen that way. I did get to spend some great time with amazing people and, of course, amazing companies. It's such an honor. And, you know, debut shoot for the first time, so that was a total, it was just absolutely incredible. And with that, I hope you enjoyed this little podcast. I so want your feedback, and if you have questions or topics you want to talk about and that sort of thing, please send me an email at julie@juliegolub.com or send me a tweet on Twitter. I'm Julie G and the number one, or Facebook, Julie Golub and the number one. There's lots of ways to get a hold of me, so please, please do so. And hope you enjoy this. And with that, I'm going to say hope to see you on the range, and be safe, and always have fun.